Okay. I'm Craig Rodriguez, and I'm going to give a quick talk on how I set up a bug tracker for the FreeNAS project. The bug tracker is called Redmine. And so I originally proposed this as a BSD CAN talk, but it didn't make it. But I thought that some of the things that I learned by setting this up were kind of interesting, so I thought I'd share them here. So basically, the motivation for setting up a bug tracker was I work on the FreeNAS project for IX Systems, and we needed to track the bugs for our product, and we had another bug tracker called Track, but for various reasons, mostly due to usability, our team decided we needed to look at something else. And so we were looking at Jira and Redmine. And since IX is a FreeBSD shop, we really wanted something that ran well under FreeBSD. And so we tried out both, and we liked Redmine. So we just went with the Redmine. So Redmine is an application that is written in Ruby on Rails, and it gives you all the standard things that you would want in a bug tracker or issue tracker. So you get a list of issues, and as a developer, I can see my issues, and it has some nice modern web features, like a lot of web applications these days. If you go to a website called gravatar.com, you can add your picture so that any application that links to Gravatar can pull down your picture. So you can see in this bug, my picture is there under my bug. And John Hickson, who replied here, his picture is there. You can see when we do commits to the our Git repository for FreeNAS, the commits get reflected in the ticket if you use a certain keyword that the application parses. And everything is hyperlinked. So if I said ticket number 4348, that's hyperlinked, and I can click on it, and it goes to that ticket. So basically, how to set this up. I don't remember all the steps that I followed. So what I did is I wrote down the steps and I posted them on the FreeBSD forum. So if you Google Redmine Postgres FreeBSD, you'll hit this link, and you'll come to this page in the FreeBSD forums. So not all these steps may be correct today, because I ran into some problems before. But basically, setting this up under FreeBSD is very, very easy. And I can point to one person in this room who makes it very easy. That's Steve Wills, because this is all in ports, and it just is super easy to install from ports. And I have to thank Steve a lot for that, because without his work to make this work well from ports, it would be possible to install without ports, but it's just so much easier. So basically, for any Ruby on Rails application, and this is true of most modern web applications, you basically need three things. You need a database, and you need a web server, and you need the environment that you're running in. So like for a Ruby on Rails, you need Ruby on Rails. A lot of modern web applications use things like Python and Django or Node.js. But basically, you need the application, the web server, and the database. So in this case, I have some steps here for setting up Portmaster. But basically, what I did for FreeNAS is I installed Nginx, because Nginx is a pretty nice web server. It's modern, fast, and all that kind of thing. But when I installed Nginx, I had to recompile it, and I had to enable an option called Passenger. So this is not the only way to do things, but that's the thing that I did. And what Passenger is, it's an application server that works with your web server. So it could work with Apache or Nginx. And it basically, when you do an HTTP request to the web server, the HTTP request is then dispatched to the Ruby on Rails application. So you can think of it like supercharged CGI kind of thing. But this is kind of how modern applications work. And there are other things besides Passenger. I don't know the names of all of them. I'm not a Ruby on Rails expert, but that's what you need. And so you have Nginx with the Passenger option. You install the Redmine port. So it's in ports WW Redmine. And again, there you enable the Passenger option. And then pretty much it just sucks in all the things that you need and does the right thing. Then, since I use Postgres, I made sure that I installed the database's RubyGem-PG port. So you can also use MySQL or SQLite as database backends for like more heavy-duty applications. I don't recommend people use SQLite. SQLite is okay for like small applications or doing your own testing. But when you want something like full and deployed, it's better to use a full database like MySQL or Postgres. And why I chose Postgres, I just chose it. You know, no real thing. I asked a few people in my office, hey, should I use MySQL or Postgres? And they're Postgres fans, so I just went with Postgres. So you install all that stuff, and then in your Nginx conf, you specify a couple of things. Basically, this says passenger route is something that says this is where the passenger code is. And then this tells passenger what Ruby binary to run. And then these lines tell passenger what user ID to run a passenger under. And you basically put that in your conf. And then this tells Nginx where to look for the root of the web server. And so that's like the user local WW Redmine public is the default location for where the Redmine code is located. And so you do some things like, you know, make sure the permissions on the Redmine code is of the right user. You enable Nginx. And then you also make sure that Postgres is enabled. So you install Postgres, make sure that it's enabled in rc.conf. And then you create the Postgres database. Then in Redmine itself, there's a file called database.yml. And this is pretty common in a lot of Ruby on Rails applications. You need to basically tell the Ruby application where is the backend database where you're going to store stuff. And so whatever database you put, you have to say what type is the database, what is the name of the database, what is the host name of the database, and then the user password. So then you do that, and then you start Nginx, and pretty much you're in business. And there's some additional steps which I linked to in the Redmine documentation. So there's some steps that you run in Redmine to basically populate the database. But once you do that, you're pretty much done, and the rest of the Redmine configuration is most of it is web-based. So you really don't need to mess with the config files all that much. And you basically get an interface like this. So the things that I like about Redmine, the performance is very good. So this bug tracker, it's running inside a jail, FreeBSD 9, I think 9.1 jail at RootBSD Colo. So we're using Postgres as the back end. You know, it's web-based. We have many users in over the open internet using this and filing bugs and that kind of thing. You know, the user interface is okay. You know, it has some nice things like these Gravatar things, appeals to the sort of the GitHub generation where, you know, they like to integrate with these things. The other thing that's really nice is the integration with the source code repository. So being able to browse some of the code and see the bugs and also to do the commits and have the commits reflected in the bug tracker. That's all been super handy. And you can do this in other bug trackers, but you know, it took me about a week to figure out how to do all this and set this up. And as I mentioned, all the work that Steve has done to make this work from ports is just super nice and makes it easy to install. So basically, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about in this presentation. Does anyone have any questions? No, it pretty much worked. The hardest part actually is we had an existing track database, and so I did actually more than just set this up. So I ran a migration of all the track tickets. There were about 2,000, and I there was a script in Redmine to migrate track tickets to Redmine, and it kind of worked, but it had some bugs in it. So I actually fixed some of those bugs in the migration script, and I pushed those bug fixes upstream. And most of those bug fixes went in, but a few didn't. But it's one of these things that once I migrated the old database to the new stuff, I didn't really care after that. So. But once I got it up and going, it was like, it's pretty good, because I'm a software developer, so I basically wanted something that was easy to set up, had good performance, ran under FreeBSD without any headaches, and didn't need a lot of babysitting, and so this has worked out really well. So the server is, I don't remember, because it's running in a jail. So I don't remember how big the jail is or how much memory it is. But it's nothing really extravagant. So using Postgres is really nice. So I found the performance to be very good. And one of the nice things about Oh. So one of the nice things about Passenger is it allows you to configure some things where you, I don't know how visible that is, but you can see, it can say start this number of processes, and as your load goes up, you can use all the processes and add more, but then it can say don't create more than say 10 processes. You can say start with a minimum of 5 processes and don't exceed 10. So then if multiple people are accessing this, you don't have the overhead of starting processes unless things get really loaded. And so that makes the performance really good. And then there's another tool, I think Passenger Memory Stats, where it shows you each process and the amount of memory being used and stuff like that. So I just thought these utilities, they're kind of cute. I don't really use them for anything because honestly, I just don't even look at this stuff. It just works, and didn't have any really problems with it. But I mean, one of the interesting things for me was like, this was my first exposure to Ruby on Rails. I really didn't know anything about it other than hearing about it. And so this was my first not from a developing an application, but deploying an application. So I had to learn about, okay, you need the web server, you need the database, and then you need to tell the application about the database in this YAML file, and that seems to be a very common paradigm in web applications these days, where you have a database and you need to hook those things together. But once I understood the pieces and using the port saved a lot of time, it worked really well. So,
thanks.
Okay.